From the team at news.com.au, this is the latest from the newsroom.
Another shocking stabbing in Sydney. A radio host shares a pretty gross story about Delta Goodrum and big news about Mike Tyson's boxing comeback. All of that is coming up in this episode of From the Newsroom. It's Tuesday the 30th of April. We'll be back in a moment. We'll start in New South Wales. A 10-year-old girl was allegedly stabbed to death by her 17-year-old sister yesterday afternoon. It happened in a suburb just south of Newcastle. Now, the 17-year-old was taken to Belmont Police Station and is currently assisting with inquiries. Moving on, the mum of the 16-year-old boy who allegedly stabbed a Sydney bishop a couple of weeks ago has spoken for the first time. She told ABC's 7:30 program that she first realised her son was involved when a friend called her and sent her a video of the attack.
She said, "I'm going to send you a video and you see." I couldn't finish the video. I couldn't. When I saw him, I threw the phone. Like, my son, the problem is when he gets angry, he becomes dangerous.
The teenager has been charged with committing an act of terrorism. To TV news, well, Channel 10 newsreader Sandra Sully made a bit of an awkward error on Monday night, accidentally mixing up the word racist and rapist.
Plus, Pauline Hanson in court. Why the One Nation leader has been forced to fight claims that she is a rapist. Racist, I apologise, and correct, racist.
Oh dear, bad luck, Sandra. In celebrity news, Kyle Sanderlands has claimed that Delta Goodrum... Well, gosh, how do I say this? That she liked to spit into the mouth of one of her ex-boyfriends. You know what? I'm just going to let Kyle tell the story.
Brian McFadden and Delta Goodrum, when they were dating, and they'd just spit in each other's mouths and giggle, and I was like, and it was so, and I'd look around and I'd think, oh, it's very uncomfortable. And they go, tuh, and the other, tuh. Oh. I'm like, you're in my lounge room. What's going on here? It was like Travis Barker and that old Kardashian that no one cares about. Those two, that loved up, always passing and touching, sickening.
Yep, there you go. All right, that audio from Kiss FM. And in music news, Billie Eilish has announced an Aussie tour. She'll perform 12 shows in Brisbane, Sydney and Melbourne next February and March. We'll be back in a moment with the latest in sport.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like, sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like, choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To sport now, it's been announced the upcoming boxing match between Mike Tyson and YouTuber Jake Paul will be a sanctioned heavyweight professional bout. The fight in Dallas in July will be over 8 2-minute rounds. Jake Paul, who is 30 years younger than Tyson, is the favourite to win. Not too surprising. And finally, in the AFL, the father of Melbourne footballer Joel Smith says he fears his son is being scapegoated to cover up rampant illicit drug use in the league. Joel Smith is facing a multi-year suspension after testing positive to cocaine last year and has since been slapped with additional drug trafficking charges by Sport Integrity Australia investigators. His dad, Sean Smith, told the Herald Sun that the AFL seems determined to cover up the widespread abuse of illegal drugs at some clubs and that it feels like his son is being manipulated into being the fall guy. You are now up to date with the latest from the newsroom.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.